This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Thursday, April 10th, the last day of Storage Networking World. I'm Paul Lancor with PodTech.net. We're here wrapping things up in Orlando, Florida. You can listen to all our podcasts from the week at snwspotlight.com. Storage Networking World is co-produced by the Storage Networking Industry Association, or SNIA. We caught up with SNIA Chairman Vincent Franceschini, and he gave us his highlights from the week.
The first announcement is an announcement that is coming from the SNIA Data Management Forum, and it's about the kickoff of some work related to long-term information preservation. So we will be working on a standard that for now is called SDSCDF, and that's something really, really important because it will really allow the storage community as well as the data preservation and data management and records managers community to implement solutions for the longer term. So along with this announcement, and there is a connection to it, although they are separate topics, separate issues, if you remember back in Dallas, we also announced development of the ZAM specification. It's getting ready. The program is on track, and a release of both the specification and the software development kit is scheduled for the middle of this year. The third announcement is related to our green storage activities in the SNIA. Today's announcement is about the formation of an alliance with another industry association called the Green Grid. The Green Grid mandate is really the data center. I would say it's addressing the whole green set of issues related to green for the data center. But because they recognize that SNIA is the industry group looking after storage networking, so for green-related issues, topics, and measurement metrics for power efficiency, so they will want to work with the SNIA, and we will work with them to make sure that whatever they come up with is in sync, in line, and making sense with what we're developing, and vice versa.
That was SNIA Chairman Vincent Franceschini. And now here for your listening pleasure is an audio recap of some highlights from keynote speakers, analysts, and industry leaders heard throughout this past week at Storage Networking World.
We estimate that in the current digital age, the amount of information produced every 15 minutes is equivalent to all the data and information now in the Library of Congress. Obviously, there's no way we can keep up with this.
What can you do right now? Look at the data that you have sitting out there and ask yourself, why is it there? If you can't throw it out, archive the one or two golden copies, because if it's sitting there at 6 watts per disk, not doing anything.
There's great technologies on the forefront. Some are ready, some are mature, some are not. But more importantly, they need to be integrated into an information infrastructure strategy for your IT.
Virtualization. The next phase of using virtualization more as an abstraction, a layer to help facilitate scaling, instead of simply consolidating and contracting to be able to support dynamically movement, migration, to help facilitate so that you can get off one technology onto a new technology a lot quicker.
So in the context of a data center, while the server economics are changing, without redesign of storage, the storage economics will not. Redesigning the network is an imperative if you're going to realize the benefits of server virtualization.
A lot of activity around power, cooling, floor space, environmental related. I mean, that's the big buzz. The green topic, there's a lot of money to be made in green, so hence there's a lot of green in green.
To deliver the green promise, it's really about saving money. We were able to reduce our cost for our disk drives through this effort. We were able to reduce the cost for computing. We're going to continue to do this over the next few years.
I don't think this is a fad. I think it will continue to play out into the future, and there will be more pressure and scrutiny to drive all sorts of product areas towards greater efficiencies, because really efficiency is the only thing that we have right now that can get us to stabilization and reduction of CO2 and more energy security.
Data protection is always a popular topic. Data protection, security, encryption, where to encrypt, how do you manage that encryption?
The network of tomorrow, both in storage and network, is going to have, you know, these capabilities of full disk encryption as well as content processing. And we believe that all the winning security solutions which are going to be out there are going to span across the storage infrastructure as well as network infrastructure. And only those solutions that are able to combine those two together are going to be providing full coverage inside the enterprise networks.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Go to snwspotlight.com to review our programs. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage throughout the week. I'm Paul Lancour from podtech.net. Thanks for listening.